Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today we're going to continue our talk about what's at the Museum of Fine Arts, also known as the Museum, in Boston. A great place to experience. Yesterday we talked about the expulsion of the expulsion from the Garden of Eden. And we're going to talk about other paintings today and other realities there. It's got some really great artifacts. By the way, the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston has more Asian art than I believe any other museum in the world. Now, obviously, if you are in Korea, Korea will have the most Korean art, but of art that is in Asia in general, from all the Asian countries, it's the Museum of Fine Arts. And their total collection, I think, on display is only about 10% of their entire collection. So, and I think they have more Egyptian artifacts anywhere in the world except for Egypt. So, and these are important distinctions because when you look at what is there, you can see the actual artifacts that you would have seen if you lived at those times. And that's what makes this so important. So you can see the reality of mummies. You can see, and this isn't necessarily an ad for them. I mean, obviously they didn't pay for this, but I happen to be a great fan of the Museum of Fine Arts. But you can see the reality. You can see, and once you're understanding the reality of mummies, you're also understanding the theology and the religion that is part of their time. And then you can bring that to understand, well, what is the difference between what they believe and what we believe? And why do we believe what we believe? Why is it what we believe is so important? And that's one of the things to look at because it's essential. Let me give you an example. A lot of Asian. So when you're talking about Asian, you're going to talk about things from the Hindus and you're going to talk about things from the Buddhists. Well, what is the difference between what they believe and what we believe? And this is an understanding because then you can understand why it's important what we believe. So let me give you an example. We believe that the Buddhists obviously believe in Buddha and they believe in the philosophy of Buddha. We as Christians believe in Christ. Well, Buddha never claimed to be God, and that's an important distinction. If you're ever talking to a Buddhist, they will always talk to you about the Buddha. They will tell you about his whole life. They will tell you everything. But they will also indicate that the Buddha is not God, unlike what we believe, which we believe that Jesus is God incarnate. That's a radical difference between the two. And Buddhism is a philosophy, and one of the things that it comes from Buddhism is their concept of heaven and our concept of heaven is obviously different. And they believe in nirvana, where you become one with the universe, okay? Where we believe that our souls enter into heaven and we are ourselves in a glorified body as God created us for all eternity. So those are two radically different understandings. There is the famous joke, which I'm sure you've heard before, and I've told you someone tried to tell it to the Dalai Lama, but it doesn't translate, is, you know, the reason why he tried to tell it to the Dalai Lama, because it's a joke that is based on the philosophy that the Dalai Lama would teach. And that is, you know, what kind of he ordered a pizza. What kind of pizza would he order? That is a pizza that is one with everything, because that's the philosophy of nirvana. When you die, you become one with the universe. because we don't believe that. So understanding that difference, what is it that we believe and why is it that we believe it? And one of the things that's important, as I said, no Buddhist will tell you that Buddha is God. What they will tell you is that Buddha was a rich man who sought the truth. What is it that we believe? Jesus is the truth. Do you understand? That's why wording is so important. So if someone says Jesus was the truth and people will tell you that, no, Jesus is the truth. There's a radical difference between the two. And Jesus is the truth. God is truth that there's that saying, you know, God is, meaning God is the source of all being because God is the reality of being. God is the reality of truth. So those are some of the differences that we believe in. And you can kind of come to appreciate that at the museum. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget, this comes from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, where we can be found at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And don't forget, you can also find our podcast website at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this reality of when you go to the museum, you're going to see other religions represented there. And another one there is Hinduism. And again, you will see images of Hindu gods. Again, what is it that we believe that Hindus do not? Now, we had our meeting the other night where we talked about the different things in for the homily. And one of the things that was discussed is one of the persons who often comes is Indian. And he talked about some of the issues in his faith, because in his origin, because he is Catholic and there are many Catholics there and other Christians, but there are also Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims. So there is a little, sometimes can be a little tension there. And he brought out that Gandhi was a Hindu. He was a Christian for a short amount of time, and he was a Christian because he loved the teachings of Christ, and he loved everything that Christ is, but he didn't like Christians because he was treated so poorly by Christians. So, and one of the things that Gandhi said is that if Christians lived their faith, their religion, there wouldn't be a Hindu in India. So it's also important to understand these dynamics if you happen to go to the Museum of Fine Arts and you see these realities of other religions, and you can listen to the reality that Gandhi said the reason why today there are Hindus is because Christians weren't living their religion. And he learned that in South Africa, because remember, Gandhi is a man of color. He was a man of color, right? He was Indian. And there was apartheid when he was there. So he wasn't treated well by the Christians, and that turned him off of Christianity. So that's pretty serious as well. And you can take that as a reflection of what is it we believe and why we believe it and why it's important, and it's why it's important to live your faith. All these things. And you can't live your faith without prayer. But do understand that there are others that will live their faith and seek their faith within prayer to their respective deities. Do we believe that they're all equal? No, we don't. And let me go back to what I said yesterday. Before the break, Jesus is the truth when we were talking about Buddha, Buddha sought the truth. You can see difference between the two. And Jesus is the truth. And so that's why we seek to live the way Christ called us. But as you can understand, if you understand a good description of truth, and you can find it as we're talking in the morning show, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM, you can hear the morning show. Those are the zero numbered podcasts at CatholicAudioMedia.com or any or your favorite podcast platform. If you check those out, you will understand that the Book of Wisdom in chapter 6 describes well what wisdom is, and wisdom is intense in its description because it is basically the, or she is, it's a female pronoun to describe wisdom, is the essence of God. Is this wisdom, and divine wisdom is what we pursue. So it's not something you find instantly by reading something in a fortune cookie, for example. It is divine wisdom. It is this intense stuff, and that's what we pursue, and that's what we seek, and that is what Jesus is the embodiment of. We'll talk more tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.